this is an encore broadcast of Streams in the Desert Live.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world, take your Bible off the shelf. Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world, take your Bible off the shelf. Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, June 21st, 2017, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast. Coming to you live from the beautiful and breathtaking studios of StarWorldwideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is P2P, B2P, and G2P. But before we get started, let us pray. Father God, we humbly come before your throne this day. We bow down spiritually speaking, Lord God. We ask that the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit take over. Let this broadcast go around the world under the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in this day to speak to your people at this time at 11:59 in split seconds, just before the imminent return of the Lord and only Savior of all mankind, who is none other than Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I thank you for taking my place upon the cross, and Holy Spirit, have your way in this day, and we command in the name of Jesus that every foul spirit, every hindering spirit, every spirit that would try to hinder this broadcast in any way, shape, or form be bound in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus against you, and we call it done in the precious and holy name of the one and only Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio Broadcast. As we open the show for today, I would first like to put you in remembrance of what the mandate from the one and only true and living God, creator of heaven, earth, all mankind, as well as Israel, is for the year 2017. As many of you know, the Lord God, for the past 14 years, has each year given me, by way of His Word and Holy Spirit, a mandate for the year ahead, first unto the church as well as the world at large. So, with that said, the mandate that the Lord God gave me back on September 21st, 2016, for the year ahead of 2017, was and most certainly is that the year 2017 would be the year of the dawning of the cashless society. Next, going back to our title, going back to the title of our show for just a moment, my friends, which, if you recall, is P2P, B2P, and G2P. Well, I do believe it needs a bit of explaining. P2P stands for peer-to-peer or person-to-person. B2P stands for business-to-person. And last but most importantly, G2P stands for government-to-person. Some of these acronyms, my friends, can also be reversed, such as P2B, stands for person to business. And there again, more importantly, P to G stands for person to government. As we begin our investigation in seeing just who some of the major players are in the dawning of the cashless society, we begin with this piece dated June 16th, 2017, brought to us by way of newfoodeconomy.com, titled, Amazon Wants to Spend Its Whole Paycheck. But what is it actually buying? Subtitled, Let the Kale Chips Fall Where They May. Of which begins with the not-so-happy writer, and you'll soon see just why, stating, by now you've seen the news that the e-commerce Lethathin, which is another name for Satan, Amazon, has offered $13.7 billion for Whole Foods, the supermarket chain that helped bring organic food and $300 grocery bills into the mainstream. It's the most dramatic twist yet for Whole Foods, a company that's taken a wild ride through the headlines in recent months, with off-target earning numbers, anxiety-ridden shareholder calls, bailout rumors, and the meddling of activist investor Jana Partners, which has thrown its weight around after acquiring an 8% stake. More recently, it seems as though the company's very soul was at stake. In an in-depth Texas Monthly profile, WF's co-founder John Mackey fashioned himself a paper bear defending a helpless cub, vowing to pull his life's work out of the clutches of Jana, whom he likened to a bunch of soulless profiteers. The choice, quote, these guys just want to sell us because they think that we can make 40 or 50% in a short period of time. Mackey said they're greedy, explicitive, and they're putting a bunch of propaganda out there, trying to destroy my reputation and the reputation of Whole Foods, because it's in their self-interest to do so. It is not that no one saw this coming. Bloomberg reported that Amazon was eyeing WF a year ago, and we floated the company as a potential suitor in March. But the significance of this deal, if it goes through, is hard to underestimate. A marriage of titans that could reshape not just the food industry, but brick-and-mortar e-commerce. Here's what's still in play. Number one, ratcheting up the e-commerce arms race. The retail industry is rapidly consolidating as a handful of the biggest players look for ways to grow their reach. The world's largest brick-and-mortar retailer, Walmart, is doing all it can to expand its online clout, acquiring startup Jet.com in August of 2016. And just today, the men's clothing company, Bonos. Meanwhile, Amazon is coming at it from the other direction. For the world's largest online marketplace, buying Whole Foods is about shoring up resources in old-fashioned retail. Two different means, he says, to try and reach the same end, total domination. The combination of online dominance and street-level presence could make Amazon an even more formidable player. Amazon's been trying to up its brick-and-mortar game recently. From Seattle's ill-received, the writer says, Amazon Go cashless convenience stores to New York City's new Amazon Books, its higher-tech answer to Barnes & Noble. Also ill-received, says the writer. But Acquiring Whole Foods would put the company in a different bracket almost instantly, considering that the grocery chain owns prime real estate in many of the country's most affluent and desirable neighborhoods. But it's not just about storefronts. The acquisition would measurably improve Amazon's delivery infrastructure, too. Look, everyone else in the delivery space, Amazon has struggled with the last mile problem. The challenge of getting goods from centralized warehouses out to the people's doorsteps, built with food traffic in mind, Whole Foods stores, more than 430 in total, can double as delivery depots, well-placed hubs that make it easier to coordinate two-hour Amazon Fresh shipments by truck or drone. This combination of online dominance and street-level presence could make Amazon an even more formidable player among the contenders jockeying to reinvent the future of retail. The companies from Uber to Google to Blue Apron that seem to feel that the future is in home delivery, for a company like Instacart, which has tried to carve a niche with Whole Foods, help as a grocery store go-between, the idea is very bad news. Number two, for grocers, this is huge. For Amazon, the purchase isn't going to break the bank. Founder Jeff Bezos could pay for the $13 billion with just a fraction of his personal fortune. But in the world of supermarkets, which can compete with tech companies on revenue but not come close in profit, the acquisition has the potential to be defining. We've already written about how Whole Foods needs a makeover as competitors from Sprouts to Walmart up their organic offerings, and as competition stiffens from online retailers. Until now, the thought in the industry has been that Whole Foods was going to have to look more and more like a traditional grocery store, as Joe Fazler reported in May. The company was headed away from its decentralization purchasing model even before today's announcement. But a sale to Amazon would give Whole Foods new, unprecedented opportunities to reinvent itself. Amazon's logical muscle and vast financial resources could help it make new innovations in local, substantially minded purchasing and the decision to keep founder John Mackey on as CEO is one indication that sourcing will remain a priority. Or maybe the focus will be on a new generation of super high-tech stores, previously unthinkable for Whole Foods, which didn't even have a consumer rewards program, hadn't kept tabs on shoppers' data, and generally ran a low-tech ship. The sale would give Whole Foods new, unprecedented opportunities to reinvent itself. Still, grocery shoppers who like Whole Foods' in-store experience, and more importantly, are using it, may be slower to adapt to tech takeover in the almond butter aisle. It's also ingrained in people's behavior. The items that they need, all their brand preferences, that it's hard to kind of jump into an industry like that and change it right away, says Madeline Hurley, senior business analyst at economic research company IBIS World. Maybe this is the opportunity Amazon's been waiting for, to build a fleet of highly automated cashierless stores that hook into its online marketplace, like the ones that flopped in Seattle, says the writer. But it'll have to take things slow if it wants to mess dramatically with Whole Foods' existing business. And slow, my friends, is a four-letter word in the tech land talk. There's definitely room for innovation, says Hurley, especially with more basic retail industries like supermarkets. But, says the writer, it'd have to be implemented a lot more gradually, and there's a lot more trial and error. Number three, dear HR, you're gonna need a bigger hiring budget. Amazon is about to drip its sticky corporate culture all over the country. That presents a serious opportunity for workers, especially those fond of savage meetings, says the writer, and a competition crunch for hiring managers. With over 340,000 current employees, Amazon is a formidable recruiter. Any company Amazon purchases is bound to have its business model upended. Mark Lerner, director of B2B marketing for media job listings site, who wrote a blog post Friday warning employers to prepare to fight for talents, says it's very likely that Amazon is going to be growing in a whole bunch of industries. Lerner cites the potential for a $9 billion purchase of workplace messaging platform Slack, which neither company had confirmed or denied, says the writer. People are going to be competing for tech talent. They're going to be competing for marketing talent. For every business that Amazon's going to buy, that's going to attract talent from the top to the bottom. And Lerner says that any company Amazon purchases is bound to have its business model upended. That opens up a lot of possibilities for workers skilled in corporate transition. When it makes a purchase, Amazon's going to work on branding of the entire business. Then you're talking about new marketing people, new back office people. They're hiring that kind of talent. But what about staffing the registers? How will Amazon reconcile its vision of robot-driven, highly automated labor with Whole Foods' history of offering industry-leading perks for human cashiers? We could go anywhere from here, says the writer. Just because Amazon put in an offer doesn't mean it wins the prize. Now that Amazon made a move, other players may jump in. Barclays estimates the Whole Foods is worth as much as $46 a share, slightly more than the $42 that was offered, a sign that Amazon led with a low bid, and that offer may follow suit, and other offers may follow suit, the writer says. Everyone is trying to wed food and e-commerce and master the daunting economy of home delivery. The stakes are high. After all, a number of powerful interests do not want to see this deal happen. National grocery chains like Kroger's, already struggling with bottom lines, don't want to see Bezos gain a stronger foothold in food. Big box stores like Walmart would like to stop what amounts to a bold foray in its home turf. Brick and mortar and private equity firms and private equity firms with skin in the grocery game, like Cabela's Capital, which owns regional chain Albertsons, may make their own defense bids. Meanwhile, everyone from Blue Apron to Uber to Google is trying to wed food and e-commerce and master the daunting economics of home delivery. The stakes are high. In any case, an Amazon Whole Foods company has the opportunity to be a paradigm-shifting development, even if it's still hard to see exactly how. And it is hard to imagine how these two companies fit together. Whether or not it deserves it, Whole Foods has staked its reputation on being a corporate Samaritan, a company by and for the people who want to do the right thing. At the same time, rightly or wrongly, Amazon is known as a discount retailing, steamrolling titan willing to murder entire existing industries in cold blood if that's what it takes. This is an identity crisis, if we've ever seen one. And it's hard to know how the two brands can reconcile their vastly different public personas and find a way to work together. Yet, the possibilities seem nearly infinite, which brings up an important point as we try to consider where things will go from here. What is Amazon exactly? Amazon is an online retailer, cloud services provider, one of the country's biggest employers, logistics business, distributor. With its tentacles in so many segments, it's difficult to say with any certainty, and that may be a brilliant Bezos strategy we don't totally understand yet. He suggested in a recent tweet that he thinks mostly about the very long-term game. Or it could be a sign that the company itself is unclear on its direction, hoping to grow by acquisition until it's simply too big to fail. My friends, here's some food for spiritual thought. The word Amazon can most commonly be associated with something, someone, or something that is tall, or in other words, of great stature, in height, or in large, in amount, or degree. Considerable, as in, say, a tall price to pay. Or as in, swinging that deal is a tall order. It can also be equated to someone or something that is most powerful and or aggressive. The thought that the Lord brings to my mind when I see where it appears that Amazon, who has been in the background for the last 22 years, is headed in this hour, is that of the book and movie 1984. For I do believe that the warning is, those who have spiritual eyes and ears to see and hear with will see what Amazon is up to. Amazon is one of the major powerhouses that is being used behind the scene in the bringing in of the cashless society. Remember, my friends, that in the end of this world, as we have known it, there will only be a one world governed cashless society. Manned by what the Bible, the very word of God, calls the mark of the beast. And on that profoundly thought-provoking note, I'll be right back after the break to share with you who else has just jumped into the cashless society in-time game and holds the element that completes the circuit, making all systems a go.
Guns and war, and all of us got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. The children died, the days grew cold. A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. And I wish we'd all been ready. And there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill. One disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. Oh yeah. Father spoke, the demons died. How could you have been so blind? There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. No. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. I hope we'll all be ready.
You've been left behind.
I hope we'll all be ready.
You've been left behind.
I hope we'll all be ready.
You've been left behind.
My friends, I'm here today that you may not be left behind, because the word of the Lord is what is in my mouth this hour, and it comes by way of His Holy Spirit. My friends, please take heed to what you hear, because our time is very short. My friends, as promised before the break, I will now introduce you to the players that have just jumped into the end-time cashless society game, of whose element completes the circuit, making all systems for the unveiling of a worldwide cashless payment society a go. For a while now, I'm sure that you've been seeing the commercials promoting things like Samsung Pay or Apple Pay. And the latest one, which in my opinion has received the far more airtime than the others, and it has come out this year, which is MasterPass. The things my friends just mentioned here are smartphone apps that make paying for things with your debit card or your credit cards, and sometimes, my friends, even cash, as simple as swiping your phone over the POS or point of sales terminal, never even having to show your card. Well, I am here today to inform you that things have just taken a wild turn. One that has never been seen before in modern financial history, and comes to us in the form of the introduction, or shall we say, the dawning of the worldwide cashless payment system that will now, as in N-O-W, now, this very hour, in real time, in mere minutes, move real money to or from your bank account to another person's bank account. And in the coming days, as this now dawning cashless payment system, shall we say, catches fire and begins to be fully embraced by all around the world, it will, with further soon coming public rollouts, afford one the ability to transfer in real time, in real money, into or out of a business's or a governmental agency's bank account, such as unemployment insurance, driver's license, tags and registration renewals, passport renewals, food stamp programs, just to mention a few. Oh, and let us not forget Amazon, as well as other online retailers, businesses, and businesses, my friends, of every kind under the sun. The list is limitless. And without further ado, please allow me to introduce you to the players and their dawning cashless payment system that is now up and running. With that said, our first piece comes to us, dated August 25th, 2016, by John Stewart, who is a writer for DigitalTransaction.net, and is titled, "By Renaming Clear Exchange, Early Warning Hopes Zelle Will Be the Bell of the P2P Ball." Of which, my friends, begins thusly. The big banks that run, you're going to have to listen very closely, my friends. You're going to miss something if you don't. The big banks that run Clear Exchange are getting around to slapping a brand name on the peer-to-peer payment network 5 years after founding it. The new name is going to be Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, confirms spokesperson for Early Warning Services, LLC, the Scottsdale, Arizona-based fraud management company that acquired Clear Exchange last year. The spokesperson tells Digital Transactions News the brand will not appear commercially, listen up, my friends, until sometime in the first half of 2017. The Lord's mandate for 2017 is the dawning of a cashless society. For now, the writer says, Clear Exchange will continue to operate as an independent service and will be available for ongoing payments for any U.S. consumer with a checking account, says the spokesperson. In the meantime, Early Warning has set up a preliminary website for Zelle. The new name is intended, listen up, my friends, to connote speed, agility, and elegance. The spokesperson says, it's really time, my friends, that you listen up because you will not want to miss this part for sure. Seven major financial institutions own Early Warning, including Bank of America Corporation, BB&T Bank, Capital One Financial Corp, JP Morgan Chase and Company, PNC Bank, U.S. Bank Corp, and Wells Fargo and Company. B of A, Chase, and Wells started Clear Exchange in 2011 and added real-time payments last year. Just not really wasn't available to the consumer yet, my friends. They have to test something before they bring it out. And that year would have been actually 2015 because this article was written in 2015 because this one was written in 2016. Now, my friends, let us roll forward to June 12th, 2017 for a press release that introduces us to the dawning cashless payment system of whose name, there again, is Zelle. And it is said to be the personification of speed, agility, and elegance. The press release begins as follows. Zelle, now live in mobile banking apps. Today, a new way to pay. Zelle changes the way money moves. Makes sending money digitally to friends and family fast, safe, and easy for more than 86 million mobile banking consumers. Scottsdale, Arizona, June 12th, 2017. Beginning this month, more than 86 million U.S. mobile banking consumers will be able to send and receive money through Zelle, a new person-to-person or P2P payments network from bank-owned Early Warning services. Changing the way money moves, Zelle allows for funds to be sent from one bank account to another in minutes, using only the recipient's email address or mobile number. Send money with Zelle is conveniently available within the mobile banking apps of Zelle network participants, a network which includes banks and credit unions of all size. With no additional app to download, Zelle will make digital payments a fast, safe, and easy alternative to, listen up, my friends, checks and cash. Beginning this week, the continuing on of a rolling basis over the next 12 months, Zelle will become available in the mobile banking apps of more than, listen up, my friends, 30 participating financial institutions, including, listed in alphabetical order, Ally Bank, Bank of America, Bank of Hawaii, Bank of the West, BB&T, BECU, Capital One, Citi, Citizens Bank, Chimera Bank, Connect One Bank, Dollar Bank, Fifth Third Bank, First Bank, First Tech Federal Credit Union, First Tennessee Bank, First National Bank, Frederick County Bank, Forest Bank, Home Street Bank, JP Morgan Chase, Key Bank, M&T Bank, MB Financial Bank, Morgan Stanley. Oh, so you can even make your stock purchases instantly now, my friends. Morgan Stanley, PNC Bank, School First Federal Credit Union, Star One Credit Union, SunTrust Bank, TD Bank, USAA, which is a government entity, my friends, for the military, U.S. Bank, and Wells Fargo. In addition to working directly with the financial institutions, Early Warning has established, listen up, my friends, strategic partnerships with some of the leading pay processors, Co-op, Financial Services, FIS, FISCERV, and Jack Henry and Associates. These relationships will allow millions more to experience Zelle through community banks and credit unions. Fragmentation has been frustrating for consumers. Inconsistent experiences have made it difficult to send and receive money between banks, and said Paul Finch, Chief Executive Officer of Early Warning Services, who goes on to share, Zelle unites the financial community behind a single, real-time, P2P payments experience for millions of consumers. Together, we are removing friction from finance, allowing money to move seamlessly between accounts in minutes. This revolution in money movement will create for consumers a visible alternative to, wait for it, checks and cash. Moving P2P payments from millennials to mainstream. In May of 2017, Javelin Strategy and Research reported explosive growth in digital PC, laptop, or mobile P2P payment usage for 62 million consumers in 2013 to 84 million in 2016. And an estimated 129 million consumers will use P2P services in 2021, said Michael Mosier of Marketing Payments Fast, or of Making Payments Faster, the $20 trillion opportunity, published May of 2017. As consumers get increasing, As consumers get increasingly comfortable with using digital channels as cash, as a cash and check alternative in daily commerce, Zelle is well positioned to drive P2P payments to the mainstream. The consumer P2P market is experiencing rapid growth, and financial institutions have a critical role to play, said Michael Mosier, Director of Payments, Javelin Strategy and Research. There is a market opportunity to offer a secure and trusted experience, as well as have greater P2P availability in financial institutions. Digital banking, mobile wallets, and voice-driven P2P services. In the first quarter of 2017, more than 51 million transactions flowed through the Zelle network, totaling more than $16 billion. The Zelle network, built on the foundation of the Clear Exchange network, experienced 39% year-over-year growth in transaction volume. In 2016, a staggering $55 billion in P2P payment transactions were processed by financial institutions participating in the Zelle network. My friends, there's a difference in what's happened here today, and that's what you really need to understand. It used to be like when you wanted to transfer money from here to there, it was like it sent it a memo and said, tonight when you do your batching work, send this money over to that person's account. Now it's using blockchain, which means instantly, as soon as you say, send this money to Kyle, it's going to be in his account ASAP now. This is a huge change. Millions more consumers, says the writer, including individuals at non-participating banks, can experience Zelle through a standalone Zelle app in the coming months through partnerships with MasterCard and Visa. The Zelle app will enable the customers of participating financial institutions to send money to and receive money from nearly anyone with a U.S.-based debit card. At this point, my friends, the press release of June 12, 2017, goes on to tell us a little bit more about Zelle. When the release writer states, brought to you by Early Warning, an innovator in payment and risk management solutions, Zelle makes it easy, fast, and safe for money to move. The Zelle network connects the nation's leading financial institutions. Let me say it again. The Zelle network connects the nation's leading financial institutions. They've all become one, enabling consumers to send faster person-to-person payments to nearly anyone with a U.S. bank account. Funds are available directly in consumer bank accounts, generally within minutes. To learn more about Zelle and its participating financial institutions, visit ZellePay.com. And last, but in no way least, here, my friends, is a little more about Early Warning Services right here in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, who, as their press release states, is creating the future of payments. Early Warning delivers innovation, payment, and risk solutions to financial institutions nationwide. For the past 25 years, Early Warning has been a leader in technology that helps money move easy, fast, and safer. Learn more at earlywarning.com. Now, my friends, it is on to the email from the B of A that I received yesterday that the Lord used to inspire this broadcast of Streams in the Desert Live by way of the power, working, and anointing of His Holy Spirit to further inform you as to what is now in play concerning the new public, fully operational dawning of the worldwide cashless payment system that the Lord God gave to me by way of the small, still voice of His Holy Spirit back on September 21st, 2016, saying that the year 2017 would be, and now, my friends, is the year of the dawning of the cashless society. Now for the email. Bank of America, together with Zelle, send money in minutes, worry-free. Confidently transfer money to friends and family, no matter where they bank, thanks to our mobile banking security guarantee. The Bank of America mobile app, together with Zelle, now lets you send money in minutes and makes payment requests to almost anyone in the U.S. Plus, a split feature lets you easily divide expenses. On the account overview page, select transfer or send and follow the step-by-step below to send money, request money, or split the bill. The ad then goes on to give a brief description of each when it states, send, need to pay your roommate rent or pay a coworker back for lunch. Now sending money is faster and simpler. request, looking for a nice way to ask for money from a friend for last night's dinner, or need money from mom? Split. Need an easy way to divide the dinner check or to be paid back for a group gift you bought? The ad ends with, confidently send money to friends and family, knowing you're protected by our mobile banking security guarantee. You won't be liable for fraudulent transactions, and we will help keep your information safe. My friends, as the Lord God has warned by way of the mandate for 2017, the dawning of the cashless society has truly arrived and begins here in the year 2017. As not only foretold to me last September 21st, 2016, by way of the Lord God's Holy Spirit, but over 2,000 years ago on the pages of God's Word called the Bible. For it is recorded in Revelation chapter 13 by John the Revelator, where he begins by stating, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon," which is in reference to Satan, my friends, "gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshiped the dragon," which is another reference to Satan, my friends, "which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months, which just happens to be exactly 3.5 years, my friends, and it is the second 3.5 years of the 7 years of tribulation, known as the time of great tribulation and the time of Jacob's trouble. Verse 6 says, "And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." My friends, God's name is Jesus Christ, because God is a spirit. It was the spirit that was in the man, Jesus Christ, who was totally sinless, or otherwise he couldn't have paid for our sins upon the cross of Calvary. "And he opened his mouth," meaning the Antichrist system, "and in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name," or the name of Jesus Christ, my friends, "and his tabernacle." The word tabernacle means tent, my friends. Our bodies in the Bible are referred to as tabernacles or tents at times, my friends. So the tabernacle of God, or the tent, or the body of God, is also Jesus Christ. "And then, and them that dwell in heaven," said the scripture as well. He came to blaspheme them. "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and all tongues and all nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him." Listen, my friends, "whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world," which is in a reference to the book of life that is in heaven and is spoken of in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. And it is that book where your name goes when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your way of escape, your only savior from the wrath of God that is shortly to be poured out upon the face of this planet, my friends. "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him," Satan, "through the Antichrist, false prophet system, and person whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. Lamb is in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, slain from the foundation of the world, my friends. Because before Jesus ever came to this world, it was already settled in heaven that that's exactly what he was going to do, to pay the price for God to get his creation back from the clutches of Satan, if they willed that they wanted to come back or to live by the ways of this world, which are the ways of Satan. It is your choice, my friends. We have a free will. Verse 9 says, if any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld, John said, another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He looks like the Lord Jesus Christ, but he speaks with the mouth and the spirit of Satan, and he's called the Antichrist. He's the world's last dictator that will implement the mandatory mark of the beast. And verse 12 says, he exalteth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many, listen up, my friends, would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth both, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save or accept he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Or in other words, my friends, 666. Now, in Revelation chapter 14, the Word of God goes on to state just what happens to all who put not their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as God has commanded mankind to do, but who instead put their trust in Satan's man of the hour and his soon coming one world system. John begins by stating in verse, I'm going to skip to verse 9, and it says, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, which means anger, my friends. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ, my friends. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. My friends, the word of the one and only true and living God says, today is the day of salvation. The word of God also says that we are to seek God while he may be found. And the way, which means method, the word way means method, in which we are to seek him is laid out in the Bible. And it is the same for all mankind. Whether they like it or not, it's God's commandment. It has nothing to do with man except he needs to follow it if he wants eternal life. We must have a personal relationship in good standing with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the one and only begotten Son and the only Savior of all mankind. My friends, As we've come to the end of today's show, I would like for you to go to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, which lay out the plan of salvation for all mankind who choose it. It is totally up to you, my friends, if you will receive eternal life or eternal damnation in the lake of fire with Satan for all eternity. My friends, I pray today that you will ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, begin to know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly, associate with those of like faith that walk in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, and seek his indwelling power and anointing of his Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. My friends, we're at an end. Seek the Lord. Time is short. The cashless society that he said was arriving has arrived. And you will see it more and more day by day. And with that said, my friends, it's a wrap. Shalom, shalom, until we meet again.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world. Take your Bible off the shelf. Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldwideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?